Democracy Now! Is produced by Mike Burke, Sharif Abdelkaddous, John Hamilton, Elizabeth Press, Yoruba Richin, Aaron Mate, Jen Utes, Mike DeFilippo, and Nick Marsilio are engineers. Again, go to our website for our Breaking the Sound Barrier tour tomorrow night in Lock Sheldrick near Jeffersonville, then in Olympia, Washington, and we'll continue in Washington and Mount Vernon and Bellingham, then Vancouver, Canada. I'm Amy Goodman. Thanks for joining us.
And you're listening to radio station WUSB Stony Brook. The time is just about 6 o'clock on a Tuesday evening. Time once again for Off the Wall. And very glad the program is Off the Wall. Emmanuel Goldstein here with you. And this is a special edition of the program as we are in the midst of our autumn fundraising drive. And I noticed this driving in, listening to various other radio stations, because yes, I do listen to the other radio stations. It seems everybody's in the middle of a fundraiser this month. I don't know if it's just the turning of the leaves or something, but you can't go a single notch on the non-commercial dial without hearing somebody begging for money. But hopefully, when we beg for money, it means more. Hopefully there's something particularly plaintive about our pleas. Because this place is about as independent as you can possibly get. We are not affiliated with any network. We don't have satellite programming that takes over our airwaves and kicks regular air-breathing people off, as other stations might. Not to name any names. We don't want to do that, but we just want to be as open and upfront as possible. This is a community radio station, and we exist for the community, that being the area of Suffolk County, Long Island, that we broadcast out of. But in addition, we also reach the entire globe. In fact, we regularly get feedback from the globe telling us how we're doing, what's interesting, what's not. And if you fit into any of those categories, people who listen locally, people who listen on the internet, people who have gotten something out of us in the past, people who expect to get something out of us in the future, then hopefully you'll call us and show your support for this place being here. Because if this place were not here, there were so many things I know I wouldn't be doing, and I'm sure a lot of our listeners wouldn't be doing as well. And you'd be a captive audience. Okay, you'd be a captive audience to the mass media out there. But the question everybody wants to know right now is, what is the phone number? And I guess that's a good question, because obviously a lot of you want to call and pledge whatever you can. So I'll tell you right now quickly. The phone number is area code 631-632-9872. And that's, of course, in the United States. So if you happen to be outside the United States, put a country code of 1 in front of that. 631-632-9872. Now, we have all kinds of goodies to give away for those of you who call up and pledge any amount. But we're especially gearing this hour towards Democracy Now! Listeners who have stayed with this radio station. And in fact, we're supposed to have Amy Goodman on this hour. Amy Goodman, of course, the creator and wife of Democracy Now! There's no other way to say it. Amy is the program. And she's an incredibly busy person. And that's sort of why it seems like there might be a conflict this hour between the engagement she made with us and an engagement she made with other people. We are going to try our best to get a hold of her and get her to say a few things to us. But in the interim, let me just say that we have a bunch of things available. We have Democracy Now! T-shirts, Democracy Now! Coffee mugs. We have the Grounds for Democracy coffee. Yeah, a pound of Grounds for Democracy. The coffee is a full blend of Cafe Timor from East Timor and from the Zapatista Mutvitz Co-op in Chiapas, Mexico. They don't kid around. Democracy Now! Hats, Democracy Now! Canvas tote bags, all sorts of Democracy Now! Related items available to you for calling 631-632-9872 and showing your support to WUSB for existing for just over 29 years now. Imagine that. Next year, this radio station will have been here for 30 years. And we couldn't have done it without you. So let's invest in the place, 631-632-9872. Well, while we're getting ourselves organized here, we're, as a, sort of a consolation, we're going to call Mike, who works over at Democracy Now!. Mike, you might know from Off the Hook. And let me see if I can get an outgoing line here, if we can get all the machinery to work properly. Okay, I see we're already having a bit of trouble. I'm not sure if that's coming over the... okay, I hear it. All right, we're going to try to call Mike over at Democracy Now! Central. See if we might get a few words.
Hi, welcome to Democracy Now!
That's Amy.
If you know the extension you want, you may enter it at any time or press 9 for a dial-by-name directory. To make a comment or suggestion about the show or to suggest a story idea, press 1. For our orders department or to make a donation, press 2.
If you want to ask questions about one of Amy Goodman's speaking events,
that's not Amy.
Invite her to speak at an event or schedule an interview, press 3. For our outreach department, press 4. To volunteer or for information about internship opportunities, press 5. For our engineers, press 6. For all other inquiries, press 0 for an operator.
But what happens if you press 7?
That extension does not exist.
If you know the extension you want,
okay,
you may enter it at any time.
I don't want to get them too angry, so let's
dial by name directly.
Let's just
to
call
make a comment.
Mike right away.
Transferring to...
Democracy Now!, this is Mike.
Mike, hi. It seemed like it played some reggae music when it was transferring to you, and that was your name?
My name is reggae music?
Well, it said transferring to, and then it started playing some nice reggae tune. I don't know if that's the name you recorded or if that's maybe music on hold?
No, that's our hold music.
Oh, okay. Then you need to record your name.
I've recorded my name. Our system must be broken.
If you listen to a transcript of this show, you'll hear that when we transferred to you, you had no name.
I believe it.
All right, well, it seems like there's been a somewhat of a scheduling snafu, but we are going to try to reach Amy in a few minutes. But I figured, you know, it might be a good consolation for us and listeners to speak to somebody who actually works at Democracy Now!, and you, in fact, actually work at Democracy Now!, right?
It's true. I do work here at Democracy Now!
Here? So you're there now. Obviously you're there now. I just called you there. But tell us, it must be pandemonium, mayhem, constant excitement of all sorts.
Well, as you know from Amy's sudden unavailability, there's always multiple things going on at any one time, which sometimes turns into pandemonium.
And I could tell from the excitement in your voice that there's lots of pandemonium going on there tonight.
There's always pandemonium.
Yeah. There's some right now.
Yeah. See, people are receiving calls. You can hear what they're talking about. It's a kind of... Always multiple things going on
now,
at a time.
You're headquartered in New York City, correct?
That's right, in Chinatown.
And you're in a police station?
No, in an old firehouse.
A firehouse? You're in a firehouse?
Yes.
Is that safe?
Well, it's no longer a firehouse.
Well, is that safe then? I mean, don't we need firehouses?
I think that this firehouse was built to hold horses, and eventually it was no longer usable with the increasing technology, that is to say the internal combustion engine, and so Downtown Community Television, which is another great nonprofit, got the building and they give us some of their space.
Okay, so Democracy Now! Didn't shut down a fire department.
No, we would never do that.
All right, that's what I was driving at, and it's good to know that is not the case. So, Mike, you've been working there for a year or 2 years? How long?
A couple of years.
And I guess you've seen the program grow and flourish in that time, have you?
Well, among other things, we're now on WUSB.
That's right. That must have been a real turning point for the people down there. But mostly, and this doesn't come across on our airwaves quite so much, but Democracy Now! Is a television program, is correct?
That's true, and you can watch it on our website, which is democracynow.org, which is one of the things that I help keep going.
Don't put the exclamation point in Democracy Now!, which, in case you didn't know, there is an exclamation point at the end of Democracy Now!, but you shouldn't use that on the Internet.
That's true.
I don't know why. It would be nice if you could do that, but apparently if you put the exclamation point in, it won't work.
We're working on it.
Yeah. So, all right, so you can watch the program on the Internet. I imagine some cable TV channels have it as well. WorldLink TV, Free Speech Television, they all have it?
That's right. Those are on the satellite networks, and some of the public access stations in Long Island do have it.
Mm-hmm.
But, of course, if you don't like television, I don't have a television, so if I wanted to watch it, I'd do the Internet or a radio station.
Now, to me, it always seems like Democracy Now! Should be a radio program more than anything else because, after all, it is interviews with people, it's news analysis, and the video certainly supplements that, but it's not like the people listening on the radio are getting ripped off by not being able to see the people that are talking. It's a nice thing to have if you're able to get to a TV or get to the website and see this. But I think nothing compares to driving in your car and listening to some of the stories that come across.
It's good to have options.
Right. So what's a typical day like down there in the firehouse? What sorts of things might happen?
Oh, I don't think there's such a thing as a typical day. But there's always folks working on researching stories for the next day's show. It's a very seat-of-the-pants operation in that respect. They often don't know what will be on the next day until, you know, now or even later in the day. There's an outreach department, which is constantly working to bring us onto new stations. A distribution department, so people who order copies of the show or premiums when they pledge to a station, which I guess we should remind them they can do by calling 631-632-WUSB and get all the premiums, which I believe you have. And there's people working to make those and get them out.
Don't call Democracy Now. Call us. Good God. No, they're calling the wrong number. It's 631-632-9872. Mike's getting more phone calls at Democracy Now! Than we're getting here at WUSB, and that's just embarrassing.
That is.
It is. It really is. Now, there's no calls on the line right now. That's zero. It can't get any worse than this. You see? So we're sort of at the pit level now, and we need to improve things. Now, you've seen a lot of these premiums firsthand, up close and personal, such as the Democracy Now! T-shirts, right?
Yeah, I was wearing one yesterday.
Were you?
Yes, it's a good quality T-shirt. It's got a nice Democracy Now! Logo on it and the URL on the back.
And for a pledge of $35, that T-shirt can be yours. Not Mike's T-shirt, but the same basic model. In a size of your choice, and those sizes range from small to extra, extra large. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. 631-632-WUSB is what that spells. There are tally people inside waiting for those phones to ring. Do I see tears? No, I don't see any tears yet, but I will see tears soon if the phones don't start to ring. Have you used the Democracy Now! Mugs that we're also offering?
You know, I don't actually drink coffee, but a lot of the other folks around here who do drink coffee are very glad to have these mugs around. And they're a nice design. You have yellow or blue or both?
It's my understanding from the literature that I have in front of me that you can actually drink any kind of liquid through these mugs. Is that correct?
It's true.
All right. So why don't you simply do that?
Maybe I should start.
Yeah. A liquid of your choice. Nobody cares what you drink through your mug. It's yours. Use it as you see fit.
And they have the design on them is, as Amy says, a microphone dissolving into doves.
A microphone dissolving into doves?
Yes.
They're still calling you.
People hear that and they have no idea what she's talking about. But if you want to see, you get the mug and you will see that on it is a design which is very clearly a microphone dissolving into dust. Very nice.
You're not picking up the phone just to make us feel bad, aren't you? All those phone calls you guys are getting, we're not getting any phone calls. 631-632-9872. Maybe the phone lines are broken. Maybe that's it. But I don't think so, because I'm using one right now. 631-632-9872. Please make those phones light up. Pledge whatever you want. The Tally people have all sorts of information in there as far as what kind of Democracy Now! Items we're offering. $25 will get you the mug. $35 will get you the T-shirt. Then we have the Grounds for Democracy coffee. You know anything about that?
Yeah, you got a pound of coffee, which is grown. It's a blend of coffee grown in East Timor and in Chiapas, and it's allegedly very good coffee, and it supports Democracy Now! In addition to the indigenous farmers who grow the coffee.
I believe you don't drink coffee, though, so you wouldn't really know how good it is.
No, but again, you know, people wouldn't lie to me. I might lie to the listeners, but they, you know, I'm not.
Yeah, okay. Well, no, I believe in this case people are not lying to you.
Right. They have no reason to fool me into thinking coffee I don't drink is good, so I believe them.
Well, for $20, you'll get a pack of that, Grounds for Democracy coffee. So 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. We also have Democracy Now! Hats. With cotton union wear. What exactly is that, Mike?
It's a hat. I'm trying to see if anyone's wearing one at the moment. No. It's a hat with the Democracy Now! Logo. It's a baseball cap and red brim. Quite nice.
Okay. And that's yours for a pledge of $35 as well. Or the Democracy Now! Canvas tote bag. Those of you who really want to show off your leanings, what you listen to, and meet all kinds of people that will point to that and say, hey, that's pretty cool, how do I get one? And you tell them, well, during USB fundraisers, you would call 631-632-9872 and pledge $40, and you'll get yourself a black canvas tote bag with the Democracy Now! Logo on one side. And that's also union-made and printed in the USA, which is pretty impressive, I suppose.
Yeah, we try to avoid the sweatshop products. I think none of the products are made in a sweatshop, which is nice.
Uh-huh. But it's really very active down there, and I have to say it's not active at all here. I'm not quite sure. Maybe, Mike, there's some Democracy Now! Secrets you can inject into the begging that we're doing here.
Do people not know the phone number, 631-632-WUSB?
Did we not say that? Did we not say the phone number? Was it our fault? Okay, maybe it was our fault, and there's no guilt on you at all. So, okay, we're sorry. We didn't say the phone number, 631-632-9872. It works from all telephones. That's right. Rotary or touchtone, right? Yeah, it works on both. 631-632-9872. You can be that first caller and see what a difference in our tone will come from that first phone call. Right now, we sound kind of, I don't want to say panicky, but certainly we're concerned that the phones aren't ringing. And if the phones do start to ring, then all of a sudden we'll sound more relaxed, and it will be because of you. You can affect the sound that comes out over your radio station just by calling a phone number and pledging something. 631-632-9872. We take Visa and MasterCard and all sorts of other things. Okay, maybe there's a misunderstanding. The phone did ring, but then the people hung up. Now, not just the ringing of the phone. It's the whole pledging process. That's what we're talking about here.
I'm sure you have very friendly volunteers to chat with and walk the listeners through the process. They call 631-632-WUSB.
They're friendly now. They're friendly now. I'm not sure what they're going to be like in an hour if we don't get a single phone call. They might not be so friendly. They might be disillusioned, and we don't want to see that. 631-632-9872. Mike, is it okay if I put you on hold for a moment? I'm going to try Amy.
Okay.
All right. Are you able to actually tie into our feed? Because it'll be rude of me not to come back to you if I do get Amy. I just want to keep you on hold.
So I'm going to listen and see what I hear.
Yeah. And what I'm going to do is, thank you, Mike. We'll come back to you, I'm sure. I'm going to go into our crisis music, because what we have lined up here, usually for when the equipment doesn't work, is music that is, it's a bit overly annoying, I realize that, but it has to be done because it gets us through the crisis faster. If the music is playing and it's something we really don't want to hear that much, we tend to work faster and harder to make sure that we're beyond the stage where there's a problem. So right now the problem is Reaching Amy Goodman. That could be the name of a film. And hopefully we'll get through to her. And hopefully the sound you hear after the music will be my voice talking with Amy. If only for a few minutes, we'll see what we can do. We'll be right back.
Spaces between us, you have come to show you. Go on, near, far, wherever.
Okay, we got Amy's voicemail. I think she might be on the subway. So we're going to try her again in, I guess, a few minutes or so. Mike, are you still there?
I'm still here.
All right. The news isn't as good as I hoped it would be, but hopefully we'll get through to her a little bit later. Is there anything else you'd like to add at this point, Mike? You know, still waiting for our first phone call, 631-632-9872.
I think one thing that our listeners should realize is that if they don't call 631-632-WUSB and help keep the station on the air, that music that they just heard, they'll be hearing all the time.
That's one heck of a threat, but it certainly is not beyond the realm of possibility that, it won't happen tomorrow, but it certainly could happen if support for a radio station like this does not continue in the years ahead. Well, what happens to radio stations? You've seen it. You've seen your favorite radio station go away. It happens all the time, and when these stations go away, they're replaced with things that aren't necessarily the thing you want, and there's nothing you can do about it then. Now, yeah, 90.1 FM isn't going to be replaced by a commercial radio station, but it certainly could take a programming shift in a different direction, something that might be more, say, mainstream, because, well, the mainstream tends to be more profitable than I guess, the fringes. Would you say we're on the fringe?
I don't know. I think Democracy Now! Is very popular. I know Amy's in the middle of an 80-city tour where she goes around the country and she's talking to people, and in every city she goes to, there are people who want the sort of information that Democracy Now! Provides, which you can, of course, get on WUSB. And in the most out-of-the-way places, Salt Lake City, in, you know, the capital of the reddest state in the country, if you believe in the whole red-blue system, you know, many, many people come to hear Amy speak. So I think it's not as fringe as the commercial radio would have us believe.
Well, you guys have been growing pretty much by leaps and bounds. Democracy Now!, I think, is probably the most successful program to come out of WBAI, which is where it initially started. And I guess as a result of the difficulties at that station back in 2001, Democracy Now! Split off and became an independent production. And I guess that's probably one of the best things to happen to it, because it seems to have flourished ever since then.
I think it has. I think it's in due to the listeners of USB and all over the country who have really enabled it to flourish. There are people all over the country who want Democracy Now! On their local station that are organizing campaigns to get it on their station. But on Long Island, that's not necessary because it's already on WUSB, which is a real convenience for the listeners.
That's right. And we've had a pretty good show of support from people who listen to Democracy Now! On this radio station. And I guess it's those people that we're reaching out to now, as well as people who listen to Off the Wall, because this is actually Off the Wall's time period. And during this hour, we speak about all sorts of issues having to do with the world and politics and just various things that have been going on around us, particularly things like the invasion of Iraq and the policies of George W. Bush and various things like that. And that's certainly, I think it's a nice pairing from Democracy Now! Into Off the Wall, because what you guys do is basically go into in-depth, do interviews of all sorts and features about some of the news of the day, and then I sort of rant and rave about those same issues for an hour afterwards. So there are a lot of people who listen to both, and I think that's a good thing. For those of you who aren't so interested in the Democracy Now! Premiums, of course, we also have WUSB premiums, T-shirts and hats and tote bags of our own. It's all available to you at 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. And I know a lot of people listen to the radio program. People listen all over the world. And this is your moment to call in and show that it means something to you, that you'd like this to continue. Because, as we're saying, nothing is given. Nothing is a given. Nothing is guaranteed. It costs a lot to keep a radio station going. I know anybody can get on the internet these days and do quote unquote a broadcast, but it's not the same thing. People tend to forget that there's a radio station attached to what you listen to on the internet, and that's what reaches people who aren't actually trying to find you. You know, you ever drive down a street and you're tuning the radio and you find something by accident? I was doing that the other day. I found a pirate radio station just a few miles away from here. I won't say where they were exactly, but it's just interesting finding these stations. I believe, Mike, you and I have driven around and listened to some pirate radio stations. We found a Hasidic radio station in New York not too long ago.
Yeah, that's true. It's kind of strange.
Yeah, they're out there. So you don't get that kind of magic on the internet because, well, anybody can broadcast on the internet, and there are no real surprises because if you look for something, you'll find it. But on the radio, there's all sorts of surprises, there's all sorts of unpredictable things that are going on, and you got to understand that there are people out there who don't have access to all the technology we have access to, and those are the people that I think sometimes make it the most interesting because of the perspective they have. I don't know, with all the computers and phones and things we have at our disposal, sometimes I think we're losing touch with reality, the reality of just simply living your life in a sort of a non-technological way. And those are the people that turn on the radio and hear what people are saying. And if we talk about high technology, then they hear about it through our perspective, which is sort of what Off the Hook is all about. Or we have an opportunity to talk with them when they call us up and give us their opinions as well. And I think that's one of the unique things about Off the Wall is that we have that ability for people to call in. You don't really get much in the way of listener feedback on Democracy Now!, do you?
No, unfortunately, because it's a national program, which is broadcast, you know, at all different times throughout the day, throughout the country, there's no real opportunity for the listeners to call in, although, of course, we love to get their feedback. But on WUSB, on your program, and on a lot of other programs, you do get that interaction.
That's right. And I should point out some good news. We do have a call. So I want to thank that person very much for calling in. And you'll notice already, what was that waving? Thumbs up. Okay. I thought it was, we didn't really have a call. Okay, we do have a phone call. It's a real pledge. A real person is out there pledging. And that person, that one person has made me feel so much better. It makes me know that the transmitter is, in fact, working. And a second phone call. I know, yes, we tricked you. We said we only want one phone call. No, we want many phone calls because there are people in there. There are people in there wanting to answer the phone. Now one person has answered the phone and somebody else hasn't answered the phone.
How many people are in the room taking pledges?
There are enough people in there for every phone line that we have. And we have five phone lines.
So
we have to pay for those five phone lines, you know. So that's one of the reasons why we have to have fundraisers. But the problem is, you know, if somebody answers the phone and then somebody else isn't quite quick enough and doesn't get to the phone in time, you know, they're sort of like, it's kind of sad sometimes when everybody hits heads on the table and they're diving for the phone, but also kind of funny. But the people who don't make it as fast, they sort of get a little resentful, and, well, that can sometimes lead to unfortunate remarks being said, and it just sort of carries on. We don't need that kind of drama here, and you can alleviate that kind of drama by calling, making everybody get a phone call. And everybody will be happy. Now, if people are willing to donate time to come down here and answer phones, then surely there must be some people out there willing to donate time to make a phone call and pledge just a few bucks. It's really not that much. And I got to tell you,
631-632-WUSB is the phone number.
Yes, 631-632-9872. you wind up paying for everything else on the commercial radio band. You wind up paying because everything has an advertising budget, every commercial product that is out there. And while they don't beg for money, they do play commercials. And those commercials cost money to the companies that buy them, lots of money, and basically you have to pay for that in the cost of whatever it is you buy from them. You don't have a choice. Here you have a choice, and we hope you make the right choice by picking up the phone and calling us.
You know, I think one commercial, one 30-second commercial, would cost more than all the money we'll raise in this hour of pitching.
Oh, yeah.
And the programming that is on WUSB, which you can support, 631-632-WUSB, the programming is better despite this much smaller budget. So it's really amazing.
It certainly is. Mike, I'm going to put you on hold one more time because we're going to give Amy another shot.
Okay.
So hang on. We'll probably get back to you in just a matter of moments. And we will go to the Trying to Reach Amy music, and we'll be back in a moment. Okay, well, we were unsuccessful the second time, too. Although, Mike, there was a difference. The first time her phone rang about five times and then went to voicemail. This time it only rang once and went to voicemail. So what can we surmise from that?
Well, as we've surmised, Amy is very busy. I believe she's at some sort of event. So maybe she turned her phone off.
Well, she's on her way to an event. I think she said she might be taking the subway. I talked to her before the show. She was very apologetic and... Well, we'll figure something out. Maybe we can have her on again in a couple of weeks when we're on next. Although that would be election day. Hey, that would be a nice way to make up for this. Have her on election night. Yeah, that would be cool.
Is that someone calling to pledge that I hear?
how would you hear that? No, I don't think so.
I hear some sort of phone noise. But...
They're saying I can't read lips. Someone's talking on the phone and standing on a table, and I don't know what you're saying. A thumbs up. Okay, it's good. And they want to speak on the air? What? Why don't you just walk around and come in and tell me? okay, now they're holding a piece of paper, but you see the light is so brightly lit that I can't read that through the window. Okay, come closer. Come closer. You've scribbled something out. Oh, Amy's on the phone. Oh, I didn't know that. Okay, hold on. Boy, did I mess that up. Hold on, Mike. I'll get back to you. Amy!
Hi, how are you?
So sorry. I was trying to call you, and then they were signaling me wildly from the other room, and I didn't know what they were saying. I know your time is very limited, so I just want to welcome you to the show.
Okay.
And hopefully you can...
Are we on the air right now?
We're on the air right now, yes. Is that okay?
That's perfect.
Okay. How much time do you have?
5 minutes.
5 minutes?
Four.
Okay, great. Where do I start? Okay, well, 2 weeks from tonight, Amy, 2 weeks from tonight, election night in this country, how big an event is this going to be?
Well, it's very significant. You know, there could be a turning point in this country. Who would have ever thought the tipping point would be something like the Foley scandal, which, you know, you work very hard on issues, critical issues, and then not that that isn't critical, and by the way, for anyone... For people who care about this issue, this is not a gay or straight issue by any means, the Foley issue. This is an issue of a man preying on children. In fact, heterosexuals do it more than gay men or lesbians. But that seems to be something that really turned the tide. And what it could mean? Well, it really depends on the foundation people lay. If there is a major change, what direction the country will go in. The Democrats certainly have not distinguished themselves very much in the past, especially when it comes to the most critical issues, which is the issue of war. And so we have to see what could happen. But it's certainly there could be a change of parties in the House and the Senate, but I can't really say at this point. I am not a predictor of these things. Who would have predicted we've gotten to the point that we have? Who would have predicted that the U.S. would be involved in Iraq since the invasion longer than the U.S. was involved in World War II.
Wow, that's something. That's really true, isn't it?
That the bills would be changed in the last, there would be laws that would say, that would strip habeas corpus. Who would have predicted that people were being tortured at the behest of the U.S. government, right? Or imprisoned in black sites that we don't even know where they are. Prisons whose names we don't know. Prisoners there whose names we don't know, and we don't know the charges against them.
Well, it seems to me if the Democrats can't win with all of this on their side, there must be something wrong with them, right?
Well, it seems that they have to take a stand on these issues. And what happens all too often is the Democrats, running scared, run right in lockstep with the Republicans. And we have to see if that changes. But, you know, there's a force greater than the corporate Democrats or Republicans, and it's the people of this country making a decision about what we want to represent for the rest of the world.
That's right. That's right. Now, we've seen so much change over the past few years. We've seen the formulation of Homeland Security and all sorts of negative things happening to our rights, to our image overseas. Do you think it's even salvageable at this point?
I think we have no choice. I do have hope. I do believe that people can work hard to build a country and to fortify a democracy that actually represents the people. We've come very far, but what happens away from that, but what happens in these times is that, well, there can be a breaking point where people realize how bad things have been and they really work to change things. And I've been traveling around the country on this Breaking the Sound Barrier tour, supporting independent media like WUSB, that really is critical. And I see that people are working all over the country. That is really the only hope. Whatever happens in 2 weeks, it's the grassroots organizing that's been going on. On that note, I have to leave, but I want to encourage people to support WUSB because USB is very, very important. And also let people know that Alice Walker is coming to town on November 16th. She'll be giving the George Goodman Memorial Symposium Lecture, and it's free and at the Students Activity Center at Stony Brook. I just wanted to let people know that.
It's amazing. You know more about what's going on here than I do, so that's really something.
So, but I do want to encourage people, especially in your show, Emmanuel, because you do such a great job on USB and on WBAI, to support this absolutely important, critical radio station.
All right, Amy, thanks so much for taking time out. I know you got something to get to.
Thank you very much.
Hopefully we'll speak to you again.
I'm here. I'm supposed to give a talk at the dinner that's honoring the feminist press and all the years of its great work. It was housed in Old Westbury. Now it's up at CUNY. A shout out to all the listeners, and it's great to be broadcasting Democracy Now! On WUSB.
Just one final question, Amy. Where do you get your energy? You're always doing something.
Like you, Emmanuel.
Yeah, well, I pale by comparison. I really do. Thanks.
What's the alternative?
Yeah, that's I guess, a good question.
All righty.
All right, take
Bye.
Care. And let's see. Oh, Mike's gone, too. Mike has hung up. How do you like that? He got impatient, I suppose. Well, Mike, fine. We can continue here on our own. I want to thank Amy. I want to thank Mike for being part of the show tonight. Hopefully, we'll be able to do something else in a couple of weeks. Next week, a special scheduling note, we have it's Halloween, and we intend to frighten you. We intend to make you as scared as humanly possible. And no, we can't move Election Day up a week, but what we can do is rebroadcast a radio play that we aired here on this radio station many years ago. And it's kind of like a War of the Worlds type of scenario where we talk about, where we basically enact a nuclear disaster here on Long Island as it would play out over the radio. Now, when this radio play came out, it's called Shadow of the Long Island. When it came out, it basically, we were faced with two nuclear power plants here on Long Island. Right now, neither one is a reality. They've both been canceled, shut down. And I guess people won't panic this time thinking that it's really happening. So Shadow Over Long Island will be coming your way next week between the hours of 5 and 7 here on this radio station. So be sure to tune in for that. We'll have more details in the week ahead and also on our website, www.2600.com. We'll have more details on that. Our phone number is 631-632-9872. So please give a call, support this radio station, support Democracy Now! And Off the Wall and all the many other great programs. Well, actually, I shouldn't call my own program great, I suppose, but programs that make you think, programs that make you act and do things, which is more than you can say for those other programs that are out there on those commercial stations. They're not even programs. 631-632-9872, 631-632-WUSB. And well, we might as well take a look at what's been going on in the news over the past week or two, as we have all sorts of fun things happening. There's a great quote today that I saw. Where was this? In a science story having to do with human beings stripping away the planet's resources. Yeah, it turns out, and this really isn't that much of a surprise to me, that human beings are stripping nature at an unprecedented rate and will need two planets' worth of natural resources every year by 2050 if we continue with the current trends. If everyone, and this is really an interesting quote here from the WWF Director General James Leap, and that's not the wrestling people, that's the wildlife people. If everyone around the world lived as those in America, we would need five planets to support us. Five planets to support us. And, yeah, I believe that. I believe that seeing the waste around me, seeing how people drive gas-guzzling cars, see how people get the massive meals and throw things away and just basically don't even think about how their actions affect the rest of the planet, affect the rest of the people. It's something that we have to think about. We have to think about because every action has consequences. So, yeah, we're not exactly setting an example for the rest of the world, are we? The report said humans' ecological footprint, the demand people place on the natural world, was 25% greater than the planet's annual ability to provide everything from food to energy and recycle all human waste in 2003. People are turning resources into waste faster than nature can turn waste back into resources. Humanity's footprint has more than tripled between 1961 and 2003. And much of this is our reliance on oil and wasting of all sorts of natural resources. It's sad. It really is. But yeah, these actions will have ramifications. Now, I'm not saying your phone call to our radio station will fix any of this, but at least it will provide an outlet, a voice of sorts, for you to have yourself be heard, for you to hear other opinions, and just to feel like maybe there's hope, like Amy was saying. 631-632-9872. That is our phone number. Listener mail, otw@2600.com. We always like to hear what you have to say. And today is no exception. Let's see. Let's pick a piece of mail at random. Ah, okay. How about one that disagrees with something that we said here? Dear Emmanuel, I'd like to disagree with your interpretation of what happened at Columbia University a couple of weeks ago. I think that was where founder of the Minutemen was shouted down by demonstrators. And the person leading into his talk was denounced as a black-white supremacist. And I believe I found that comical. Yes, I did. I found that comical, and I was making fun of the people who said it. And I don't regret it. I think it was incredibly silly. Okay, first, this is the letter from our listener. First, as the organizers have said, they did not intend to shut down the event. They simply intended to present an opposing point of view by displaying their banner on stage. This has been done many times in the past at Columbia, and every time the activists and their banners have been removed and perhaps detained, but the event has continued. The reason the event ended this time was mainly because of the violence of the Minutemen and their supporters. And you can see this in a Univision clip. And here's the URL. It's tinyurl.com/VKNWM. That's Victor, Kite, Nancy, Wilma, Mary. And I don't think those are the right words, but you get the idea. After the violence began, the speakers left with protection from security. The protesters remained entirely nonviolent throughout the evening. I have not seen that video, so I can't comment on that, but I'm interested in what people have to say. I agree with your point about the term black-white supremacist not being a very good phrase, but I think that it does actually describe what the speaker was, a token black man intended to defuse claims that the Minutemen are a racist organization. You know, at what stage do you become a token black man, and at what stage do you become a racist black man? You know, it's kind of, I totally understand people taking points of view against a certain organization. It makes perfect sense. But I just don't think you can define it by color anymore. I think there are generally real people who are racist, who are all different backgrounds, all different ethnicities, all different colors, all different religions. So if anything can be said about our country, I think we might have advanced beyond the black and white stage and just gotten into the ignorant and smart stage. So, you know, instead of chanting black white supremacist, which I don't even know how you would chant that in any rhythmical way, you just chant racist or something, or stupid head, or whatever it is that works in the moment. But that just, that to me underlined the silliness of the whole thing, and I think that was not lost on many people who considered themselves to be neutral. Okay, continuing with the letter here. In reality, this is an organization which claims illegal immigrants, in quotes, should be shot on sight. I don't think they say that. I'm against these guys too, but I don't think they say that, and I think that's another example of making things up. Show me on their website, not somebody saying they say it, show me where they say it, where they say illegal immigrants should be shot on sight. I'd like to see that. Not that, but you know what I mean. Thanks to the person calling in, by the way. 631-632-9872 is our phone number. All sorts of premiums, or Tally people have them, all listed out in front of them, so please call in. 631-632-9872. Also, a large number of their members come directly from the KKK, the National Alliance of Other Neo-Nazi and White Supremacist Groups. Again, evidence. Show me the evidence. Like I said, I think these people are wrong, but I don't think they're Nazis. I don't think they're murderers. Another claim was that they were responsible for 3,000 people dying, and this letter writer has an answer to that as well. The protesters claim the Minutemen have caused 3,000 deaths on the border. They were presumably referring to the total number of deaths during border crossings in the last few years. The Minutemen have contributed to this by forcing those crossing the border into more remote and more dangerous areas, but saying that the Minutemen caused 3,000 deaths, as the protesters did, is misleading. I wish that they had phrased that statement differently and actually addressed the serious issue of border deaths caused by the immigration crackdown instead of making misleading accusations. And also, let me just throw in here, a lot of these deaths are also the responsibility of the people who are smuggling Mexicans into this country in inhumane conditions. Putting them in the back of an 18-wheel truck and then abandoning the truck somewhere in a desert. And charging them a huge amount of money for the privilege. Those people have to bear some responsibility as well. Okay, continuing and finishing up with the letter here. Still, overall, I agree with what those students did. Simply ignoring the Minutemen is dangerous, as it gives them time to build their organizations, increase their numbers, and continue their campaign of harassment and violence without being disrupted. Simply presenting them with reasonable questions is not sufficient, as they are mostly motivated by emotion instead of a logical view of the world. They need to be confronted by strong and confident demonstrations with large numbers of people to show the world that these groups do not represent a mainstream position and are just a minority of violent racist thugs. Signed, Broken Keyboard. Thank you, Broken, for your comments there. But let me just take issue with a couple of things here. Now, you have reached the conclusion that these are a bunch of violent racist thugs. And you believe that they have a campaign of harassment and violence. There are many people out there who have not reached those conclusions because they don't have enough evidence in front of them. And when they see people saying things that are easily refutable, such as they caused 3,000 deaths, and neo-Nazis, and whatever else they're accusing them of, then all of a sudden they don't believe what you say anymore. So maybe you do need that forum. Maybe you do need to hear what these people say when they are asked specific questions. And then, I mean, look at it this way. Would you not pay any amount of money, including whatever people can call in and pledge to us, for the opportunity to hear George W. Bush answer a series of questions? Give me 2 minutes with the guy, all right? I would ask him, if you knew now, or wait a minute, that's not possible, is it? No, if you knew then what you know now, admittedly not much, but let's say you could go back into the past and hopefully remember some bits of knowledge that you might have picked up by accident in the present. You knew that Iraq would be a disaster. You knew that 3,000 Americans would die and up to 600,000 Iraqis, if those latest numbers are to be believed. What would you do differently? Would you do anything differently? Do you think it was worth it? Questions like that. Would you not pay any amount of money to have George W. Bush in a position where he had to answer that question? Or would you consider it a victory to shut him down and not hear what he says and have him walk away and say, well, I wasn't able to talk, and be vindicated in that way? You see, if these people are truly evil, then they will say something truly evil. It may not be the most blatant thing. It might be something that actually will fool a few people, but you can't do that forever. And the things they do say will be able to be analyzed, scrutinized, and picked apart. So, yeah, I'm not saying don't protest, of course. Protest and demonstrate and be as loud as you want about it, but not at the expense of shutting people up. Because believe me, there are a lot of people in this country who think that those who oppose this kind of a thing are the lunatics. And all they get from something like this is confirmation of that in their minds. So yeah, protest, but also listen and know what you're protesting against. Okay, our email address, otw@2600.com. We always love to hear from you. That's what we're here for. Let's see, what else do we have here? I'm sorry if I sound a little disjointed here. It's because we were planning on doing an interview program tonight, and obviously that did not work out. Well, there's good news. Starbucks is going to be tripling the amount of stores they have. They're going to have 40,000 outlets around the world, more than triple the existing number. They currently only have 12,000. That's more than triple, isn't it? Now, Starbucks previously had a target of 30,000 branches. It hasn't given a time scale for the new figure, but their sales are up. Yeah, their sales are up between 6 and 8% over this period a year ago. And, you know, I still have yet to set foot in one. I still have yet to actually step inside a Starbucks. And like I said, and I will hold to this promise, I will set foot in a Starbucks for the first time in my life once I have set foot in Cuba and North Korea. And I've already set foot in Cuba, so fair warning, it could happen. None of this nonsense continues, though, over in North Korea, where everybody is threatening everybody else. No real new news on that this week. But who knows, that could change. And of course, next week we'll all be talking about the elections, which will be coming up the week after. 631-632-9872, phone lines are open for people wanting to call in and pledge. If you're listening on the internet, please call in and show your support for this radio station that obviously has made you listen for one reason or another. A German judge last Friday fined the seller of a range of anti-neo-Nazi T-shirts and badges because the products bear the infamous swastika symbol with a large red line through it. This is one thing that here in America we have that is not necessarily guaranteed in other so-called democratic countries. If you display a swastika in any way in Germany, you're in trouble, even if you have a red slash through it. You're an anti-neo-Nazi, but you still get in trouble because you're flashing the swastika. That's something in this country we could not even fathom. At least not yet. We're working on it. But for now, it's something that is our God-given right. Free speech. Anyway, the logo, a red circle with a line across it, superimposed on the Nazi emblem, is a popular image among left-wing activists and anti-neo-Nazi campaigners in Germany, and it can be purchased on lapel pins and items of clothing. However, Wolfgang Krummer, a Stuttgart judge, ruled that its increasing popularity risked making the Nazi hooked cross acceptable again in Germany, over 60 years after it was outlawed following Hitler's defeat. In particular, this mass-market business risked undermining its taboo status. And under German law, and get this, performing a Hitler salute, wearing a Nazi uniform, or displaying the swastika can carry a penalty of a fine or up to 3 years in prison. Can you imagine that? I mean, they're not things you really want to do, but just like if they outlawed burning the flag in this country, that makes people want to burn the flag all the more, outlawing something like that will simply cause people to rise up against such a rule. And that's probably the most positive thing we have going for us, is our rebellious nature. Where somebody tells us not to do something, we want to do it all the more. I think if anything sums up what's good about America, it's that. And, I can understand in Germany it might be a sensitive topic. But I think it's something that really is a bit outdated now. Green Party member of Parliament, Claudia Roth, herself once investigated by the Stuttgart authorities for wearing an anti-Nazi lapel pin, said the ruling was unjustified. This ruling is scandalous. It is a form of autism, which completely ignores the real problems of right-wing extremism, anti-Semitism, and racism in this country. And that's pretty much all we're going to say about that. What do we have here? We have a thank you? Great. We have people to thank. I want to thank Robert from East Islip for his generous pledge, and Gene over in Stony Brook, that's right here, for calling in as well. Thank you so much for your pledges and for showing your support to this radio station. But I know there's a lot more of you out there, a lot more of you, especially those of you out there in various parts of the world that listen to this radio program. Give us a call, 631-632-9872. Show your support for this radio station. And again, I know it might seem like we're always asking for money because we just did a fundraiser over on the other radio station for the other radio show, but that's not the case. We just started this one, and this radio station is significantly smaller, and our needs are significantly more meager. And every pledge, every call means so much more here. So that's why we really hope that you take this seriously and call 631-632-9872. Again, Democracy Now! Premiums that we have are rather unique and at a pretty good price compared to some of the other fundraisers you might hear them offered on. Democracy Now! T-shirts, $35 pledge. Democracy Now! Coffee mugs or tea mugs, $25 pledge. The Grounds for Democracy coffee, a pledge of $20. And, of course, we have all sorts of WUSB items as well. T-shirts, sweatshirts, tote bags, hats, mugs, you name it. The important thing is to call. To pledge support for this radio station because it's unique. It's something that needs your help, something that has no commercials, something that allows you to think. And we're out of time for this week. 631-632-9872. Would be nice to see a few more calls come in as we head out of here. Again, next week, tune in for Shadow of a Long Island. We'll be back in 2 weeks with another edition of Off the Wall. I don't know exactly what we'll be discussing, but it'll be something interesting. I'm sure probably the election of that night will be one of the topics. 631-632-9872. Emmanuel Goldstein for Off the Wall. We'll see you again. And if you're listening to this program in delay, hours from now, try calling that line anyway and say you're an Off the Wall listener. 631-632-9872. See you soon. Good night. Good intent, paving the highway.
Hi, this is Avocado. When I'm out in Stony Brook, I'll be listening to WUSB FM station. When I want to listen to some good blues, that's the station you tune into.